All right, Jabosai, good morning. Let's begin. So we left off yesterday, bottom of page Reish Ches. Shalom Bayis Kfi Mida HaEmunah. Zaklal, Kol Shalom HaBayis Shalom Adam Hu Kfi Mida HaEmunah Shalom. So this is the general principle, that a person's Shalom Bayis is in direct correlation, direct conjunction with the amount of Emunah that he has. Again, we discussed the interesting relationship between Emunah and Shalom Bayis yesterday, how in reality, in order to build proper Shalom Bayis, one has to believe that the circumstances that he encounters in his home, the circumstances that he encounters in his marriage, fulfill the three criteria, or I should say, are manifestations of the three principles of Emunah. V'lachin, rak kasher adam ischatein, it's actually a very beautiful and profound statement. Therefore, it's only after a person gets married does he have the ability to work on true emunah. And I will say this is for reasons we discussed before, because since before a person is married again, one doesn't have to build relationships based on emunah. One has the ability to kind of build more superficial relationships. Therefore, again, it's only after one gets married that one has the ability to truly work on emunah in a deep fashion. Therefore, a couple has to really look at everything that occurs within their home in a state from the perspective of emunah, and to recognize that every single time something does not go right between them, or whether it's imechad mehayiladim or im krovi hamishpacha or beparnasu chedome, whether that's a problem in their relationship, a problem with children, a problem with family, a problem with parnos or any other type of challenge, a person is really finding themselves in a state or in a test of emunah. He goes on, he says, and a person therefore must conduct himself in accordance with the three principles of emunah. So ultimately, again, what the Mechaber is saying is something so exceptionally profound. This yisod ultimately, that in order to weather the challenges and difficulties of marital life, be it challenges within a relationship of a marriage, be it challenges with children, be it challenges ultimately again of parnasa, whatever it might be, all the different stressors in marriage, so a person has to realize that the only way to weather that is with emunah. Person recognizing that all is from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, person recognizing that all is for good, and a person recognizing ultimately again that everything is a message from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now I just want to point out over here, so you ask yourself, well, I don't understand, why is this only true in marriage? One could make this same argument in every other life relationship. All these principles are true. Remember what the Mechaber said yesterday, which was that in other life relationships, one could take it or leave it. Take it or leave it. Therefore, again, I have a falling out with someone. I have a negative interaction with someone. So, lemaisa, again, it's true. I can choose to apply the principles of emunah. I can. But I can also just as easily walk away from the relationship in its entirety. Now, it's true a person can walk away from marriage also. But lemaisa, again, we're coming from the perspective that that is not the desired route. As such, again, by definition, when I encounter this type of marital turbulence, by definition, I have to employ the principles of emunah. The only way, ultimately, again, to reach resolution is through emunah. It's only because, again, I'm committed to this relationship, I'm tethered to this relationship, I'm embedded in this relationship. So therefore, at the end of the day, again, it is in my... I have to live the principles of emunah in this marriage in order to go ahead and be able to see it through. Page Reish Tes. Maaseh Rabbi Mani. So ultimately, again, there's a story. The Gemara tells an amazing story with Rabbi Mani. Sheba lifnei Rabbi Yitzchok ben al Yashiv. So one time Rabbi Mani came before Rabbi Yitzchok ben al Yashiv, and he said to him, listen to this exchange I'm about to say. Va'amar, he said, Ein ishti mikubeles alai, she'in yafe. So listen to this. Rabbi Mani once came before Rabbi Yitzchok ben al Yashiv, and he said, you know, my shalom bias is not good because I don't find my wife attractive. He says, don't find my wife attractive. So Shaul saw Rabbi Yitzchak Mashma. So yesterday, so Rabbi Yitzchak asked him, what's her name? Analo Shma Chana. He said, my wife's name is Chana. Amar Rabbi Yitzchak, Tisyafe Chana. Rabbi Yitzchak gave him a bracha, Chana should become beautiful. And sure enough, Achin, Tisyaf Sachana. Chana became beautiful. Okay, wonderful. La'achar zman, he gives shuv Rabbi Mani b'nei Rabbi Yitzchak. A little while later, Rabbi Mani came before Rabbi Yitzchak, and he said, Rabbi, v'tan sheshuv eina marutzi mishto. So this time again, Rabbi Mani said to Rabbi Yitzchak, you know, my marriage is not good. I'm not happy with my wife. Why? Mipnei shemei az sheishto nisyafsa, hechala lehis ga'os alav. Because since she became beautiful, so she's a little bit condescending to him. Right, so she says, what do I need to be married to a guy like you? Right, I'm a beautiful woman. You know, I could have any other man that I want. Well, what do I need you? So now Rav Mani, so beforehand, Rav Mani had Shalom Bayis because he doesn't find his wife attractive. So now again, Rabbi Yitzchak Davin, his wife became attractive. Now that she became attractive, there's still Shalom Bayis Rans because she's a little bit condescending to him. Amar Rabbi Yitzchak, Imkach, Tachzer Chana L'Shachrurisa, V'achein, Chazer L'Shachrurisa. So Rabbi Yitzchak Davin, okay, if that's the case, let Chana return back. Literally, Shachrurisa means to her former state of, right, of ugliness. Right? You don't wanna, no one's ugly, Chas V'Shalom, just beauty challenged. Right? Let her go back to what she was. V'achin Chazra L'Shachrurisa. And people say, this is Mamish HaMaisa Maseches Tainus. So the obvious question is, whenever you see a Maisa like this, besides the fact that is it literal, is it a metaphor, leaving that aside, what's the point? I mean, obviously, there's a message behind the story. And the Mechaber says something amazing. The Mechaber says, Mikach Sherab Mani Chazra L'Ritzo says Ishtu HaMichu Eres. From the fact, now, the moral of the story is, Rav Mani thought that he needed, his wife was a certain way. He thought he needed her to be a different way in order for the marriage to work. When it turns out that she became that different way, he realized that's what? He needed her in the original way that she was. So what do we learn from this? L'mei dimanu, shashem yisbarach hu yodea mahatov b'shvila adam. It was like, the takeaway message from this is, God knows what we need. God knows what we need. The Shbaruch Hu knows what is good for man. The point of the story is that a person has to believe that whatever HaKadosh Baruch Hu does with me, that's for my good. V'zeh nikra emuna b'ashkacha pratis. And this ultimately, again, is called emuna in Ashkacha Pratis. So we'll say emuna in Ashkacha Pratis means that I believe that HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows what's best for me, and the circumstances He gives me are a manifestation, ultimately, again, of that divine knowledge of what's best to me. Shekomi Shezoch, so we'll say, that was the point. Rav Mani had a wife. He thought, and that was the wife that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was mazmin. That was the wife HaKadosh Baruch Hu decided was for him. He thought he needed something else, or he thought he needed her to be someone else. He went ahead and he davened, and ultimately again, HaKadosh Baruch Hu acceded his request. And then what happened? It turns out he was wrong. Meaning that what he really needed in life is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu had given him from the beginning. We'll say, so this is such a profound idea, because there is this incredible tension in life. On one hand, we are conditioned to daven, that when we have circumstances that are not good, to daven to change them, that's part of our persona as Jews. Circumstances are not good, I'm going to daven to change it. And that's important. Yet at the same time, there are times when we must recognize that the circumstances we have are the circumstances that HaKadosh Baruch Hu needs us to have. You know, and this is the final. So how do you know? So how do you know when you're supposed to daven for your circumstances to change versus when you're supposed to accept your circumstances as they are? Herein lies the great mystery of life. Herein lies one of the great challenges. But again, the hope is that if a person lives a life of emunah, then a person becomes a bit more in tune with how these things work. So therefore the Mechaber says, Zeh nikra emunah b'ashkacha pratis. So we'll say, now we have a new definition. Not only is emunah, so emunah itself means belief in the three pillars, everything comes from God, everything is for good, everything has a message from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now there's an additional level of emunah b'ashkacha pratis. And emunah b'ashkacha pratis, emunah, belief in divine providence means what? That I believe that the circumstances that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has given me are indeed the circumstances that I need to have. The circumstances that God has given me are the circumstances I need to have. So he goes on, anyone who achieves, this level of Amuna, we'll say this is an amazing statement, who sameach bechelko tamid, he is always happy with what he has. Anyone who reaches this level of Amuna, he is always happy with what he has. Sameach bechelko tamid. Why, Rabbi Usai? Why is that? Bipnei sheyodea shekolach asronos sheyeshlo heim bashkacha pratis. Because I recognize the same way in a positive fashion, everything I have is from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. All of the difficulties or all of those things that quote-unquote I lack are also Bashkach HaPratis, are also a manifestation of the divine will. The Heim L'Tovaso HaNitzchis. And I will say those things are for my eternal good. L'fi HaTikun HaMagia Lo. Ultimately, again, in order to be able to affect the tikkun that ultimately I need, and in order to go ahead and in order to go and help me with the shlichus for which I have come to this world, this I think is perhaps one of the most profoundly, dramatically incredible paragraphs that we've read in this entire sefer. Now we've spent so much time on developing the three prongs or the three pillars of Emunah. Now the Mechaber introduces us, Rabbi Usai, to this new yesod of Emunah HaNashkacha Pratis, the belief that the circumstances I have in life are exactly the circumstances that HaKadosh Baruch Hu needs me to have. The things that I have are the things that God wants me to have. The things that I don't have are also necessary. Rabbi Usai, we often think, like, let's talk honestly, you know, at 5:55 in the morning, there's nothing else but honesty. So, you know, we often think that when we don't have certain things in life, there's one of two reasons for that. Either A, because, or maybe three reasons. Maybe A, because I haven't tried hard enough. B, because, again, I haven't davened hard enough. Or C, because I'm being punished. Right? We look at this lacking something as something negative. Now, sometimes that's true. Sometimes I don't have what I have because I haven't worked hard enough. But I will say, sometimes also, I don't have the things that I thought I wanted in life because HaKadosh Baruch Hu has deemed that I'm not supposed to have those things. And my not having those things is not an onesh, it's not a punishment, but it's actually a necessity in order for me to self-actualize and in order for me to achieve the shlichos that HaKadosh Baruch Hu needs me to achieve. In other words, same way that in order for me to achieve my shlichos, my mission in life is I have to have certain tools. Sometimes in order for me to fulfill my mission in life, I also have to not have certain tools. Meaning there are also certain things that should ultimately, again, be missing from my life. So this is the incredible tension we have. And this is what the Mechaber says. Who's that with Ramani? Ramani thought, Rabbi Usai, again, leaving aside, beautiful, not beautiful. Ramani thought that in order for him to have full shalom bayis, he had to have a certain kind of wife. Different than the one that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave him. So he got it. And then ultimately he realized that what? He was wrong. That what he had to begin with was exactly what HaKadosh Baruch Hu needed him to have in order for him ultimately, again, to fulfill his life mission, to fulfill his life agency. We'll say that's not just simple emunah, that's emunah and hashgacha pratis. All right, we'll stop over here. We'll pick up with the bottom paragraph in Meretz HaShem HaReish Test tomorrow.